The first reading is a reading from the second book of Samuel. The Lord God spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me, and your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord. The son of David will live forever. The son of David will live forever. The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness." The son of David will live forever. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, "Forever will I confirm your prosperity and establish your throne for all generations." The son of David will live forever. He shall say of me, "You are my father, my God, my rock, my savior." Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm. The son of David will live forever. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those only who adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, "I have made you a father of many nations." He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, "Thus shall your descendants be." That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, and behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we celebrate the Feast of St. Joseph, again, it seems like it's one day late because it is. And as we focus on this reality, again, as I often talk about Mary, God, by his own divine will, needed her. Here, the same thing can be said about Joseph. God, by his own divine will, chose to need Joseph. He needed Joseph to protect him. He needed Joseph to teach him. He needed Joseph to obey him. But Joseph had to say yes to this reality and do as God had willed. Again, as we talk about, we all have one purpose in life, to do the will of God. Joseph did the will of God perfectly to show us how to also do the will of God. Joseph obeyed the Father completely to show us how we must obey the Father in all things. And so, as we heard last night from Deacon Doug, we need to go to Joseph. I spoke the same thing the first night. We need to go to Joseph. Why? Because if Jesus, who is God, needed Joseph, how could any of us say that we don't need Joseph? If we do say something like that, then again we make ourselves greater than Jesus Christ, who by the divine will chose to need Joseph. So must we need Joseph to draw us ever closer to Jesus. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.